You are listening to the audio-only podcast. To view the video podcast, visit team-mongoose.com/podcast. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Team Mongoose Podcast livecast number 110. The 110 Woo! Podcast.
110, the sequel.
Yeah, 110!
110, the sequel. 110X2.
I made it.
A reckoning.
Yeah!
Jose made it.
I don't think it'll be a sequel, Dwight. I don't like my camera over here. I'm sorry. It's just not going to happen.
Why did you move it?
Because then I don't want to talk about it.
I'm
going to be like this.
Hold on, guys. I'm just going to
rearrange everything real quick as soon as we start.
Look, I went with something different, and I didn't like it. That's all we got to know.
It was a mistake.
It was. I made a huge mistake.
Yes, you're right.
All right, so we can get it out of the way. It's this zit that's coming right here that I was worried about.
I can't even see it, now, Ryan. Stop.
That's out there now.
Terry, can you see it? Hands in the air if you can't see it.
Oh, if you can't see it or can see it?
Can't
can
see
we,
it.
Can we do one of these? Can we do one of these? Can't see it.
Damn. Where'd that go? So, how's everybody doing? Jose, especially you, since this is probably going to be the only time that we're going to talk to you.
I'll see you guys in another 100 episodes.
Right?
I've been here. I've been working my ass off. Being brown. Really?
Thanks, being brown. Okay, for being retweeting brown. The stream, by the way.
Being brown. Being proud and brown. Nah, just working. A lot of work. And I got a puppy to deal with, so it's even more fun.
Yeah. Why didn't you get a puppy?
I'm a full-time puppy owner now, so you know, obviously I got a lot of things going on for me right now.
Got a puppy. She's being a bitch. All right. That's the only way I can put it.
When did you get a puppy?
I got a puppy 2 days ago, and the funny part is, like, it's racist to say, but my puppy's illegal.
What?
My puppy came from Mexico.
So he's like,
what?
I shit you not. My puppy came from Mexico. It was one of my coworkers. Like, he had the dogs, and they brought it from Mexico. So my puppy actually has no papers. Which, how that worked out. They write themselves, guys.
So, no one listened to Mr. It's the Minecraft Man. That is not Mongoose Country's IP. Mongoose Country's IP is play.mongoosecountry.com. Official.
Bam.
Yeah, some of you may have noticed my shades.
I get it.
Pretty fly. I get it, you know. These are actually Leanne's. She left them here, but, you know, I think I'm going to take them.
I like them better on me.
Yep.
So,
looking pretty good. I'm going to wear them.
Yeah, it's like, God damn it. Called him out like a bitch. Get a fist bump, Dwight.
Yeah. I didn't even see that. Yeah, his message. Don't grab it. What are you doing? That's not how you do that.
I did it twice the right way.
Yeah, I'm blind now. But these are prescriptions, so I can see with them. That's how all blind people work.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
I knew that.
Yeah, Terry knew it. Terry, you're the one that told me.
Yeah.
When I went blind, I was like, Terry, what do I do? I'm blind. He goes, dude, get yourself some prescription sunglasses, you dummy.
I'm like, dummy. Well,
yeah, all right. I'm ready to roll then.
We're all proud of you.
I'm good. How are you? How are you doing?
How you doing, baby?
So, Jose, your puppy's illegal.
Yes, my puppy does not have papers.
Did it get mailed to you?
No, it was smuggled in here like every other Mexican.
Did it dig a tunnel and like go into to Texas?
Did it
and
have just cocaine like... in its ass?
It might. Actually, no. The puppy actually has like a really like big belly, so I'm wondering if there's drugs in there. But we're gonna find out tomorrow at the vet. We'll see how that goes.
You gonna cut it open at the vet?
Might have to.
Ain't a pinata, man. I know you're Mexican but it's not a pinata.
Take him in the back. No, it's okay.
My little Mexican puppy.
What is it?
It's a Yorkie.
Aww.
Or it looks like it's a Yorkie poo though. I'm like
Yorkie poo.
Are you gonna name it Yorkie poo?
No, my mom. It's from my mom. I got it for her, so she's like, it's Daisy. She looks like a Daisy. I was like, okay, mom, it's cool.
Yeah, sure.
I call.
Looks like a dog, but okay.
She looks like a little teddy bear, dude. She's fucking cute, but she's such a bitch. Because, like, she was with her brother when I got her, and I got her instead. Because I was like, I'll just get the girl for my mom. But apparently the brother's been crying, like, like every night. Like, where's my sister?
The brother's the bitch.
No, no, the brother's like actually crying, and then the sister's like, I don't give a fuck. I'm eating good. She has not cried once. She's like, bye. So she's
very well taken care of.
She's very happy right now. She's
the brother's
she
not
does not care.
She's gone. She's crying because he's not out of Mexico.
He misses the deserts of Mexico. No, I have a illegal puppy. It's weird how that worked out.
Terry, you're right. Super ripped.
Terry's ripped, bro. He's ripped like Jesus.
Hold on. He wishes he was Jesus ripped.
Hold on. Before we continue any further.
Terry's going to start flexing.
It is flexing Friday.
It's Saturday.
Nah, it's Friday, bro.
It's not Saturday, Jose.
What are you talking about?
Hi.
What is it? It's fucking... Okay, it's 11, like...
Right?
It's 11:16 for me. It's like almost Saturday.
Did you get your clock from Mexico, too?
No, because it works, okay? That's why it works. Yeah, it does. I didn't know... I thought it was already past 12. I never know how this works out. But it's still Friday. So, yes, you're correct, Terry. Continue on with your flexing.
Nah, everybody. Everybody's got to flex. This is a group flex.
I got just...
Bam! Bam! Bam!
Flexing Friday.
There you go.
Damn.
That was guns good on flex. The goo. That's guns on the go.
Guns on the go?
Yep.
just stopping. Roid raging it.
Thanks, God Phoenix damn it, Meg. And Plymouth for retweeting the stream. I appreciate it.
Well, I suppose I should do that, too.
I was going to say, what will you do if I retweet it?
Oh, well, I might shoot you a gun or two.
All right.
Just a gun or two, you know.
Am
I tagged in it? Because if I'm not tagged in it, I'm not going to do
you
it.
You are tagged in it.
All right. There's no going back once you say that. That's the problem.
Once I commit to some guns, thanks, Bruce. Ah, Brenny's here too. Brenny, well, he's around on the streams, but he's never around for the calls. What's up with that, Brenny? Bren dog. All right, Terry.
Yeah,
well,
I retweeted it.
There you go, Terry. And Ryan, there you go. Two guns.
Yeah. All right.
you guys got to share them. You know, there's plenty to go around, but you guys share them.
Terry and I could share.
You guys could do it.
We'll have it on. I'll have it on Mondays, Tuesdays. You'll have it Sundays, and then we'll alternate Wednesdays, or we'll meet in the afternoon or something. We're working out.
Figure it out. That's fine.
Yeah, we'll figure
all
it out.
All right.
I'm not.
You guys let me know, and then I'll go to United States Postal Service, and we'll get it all worked out.
All right. Good. You got to go hit a surgeon first, but we'll get it.
Nah. They got those there. It's all in one thing now.
I'm glad it's not owned by the government anymore.
Definitely not. Well, aren't they a private company that's just funded by the government?
Yeah, they're not part of the government anymore. They branched off a couple years ago.
Are you sure? I thought they were always a private company, but they were just funded by the
government. Oh, it was the Federal Postal Service, the U.S. Postal Service. It was the Postal Service.
All right. I thought they were just being dickbads and like, yeah, we're the American Postal Service.
No. They were and then they broke off. I think it was like in 2008.
What? All right.
I think I zoned out for that conversation. I just heard Postal Service and zoned out. That was... What's going
I'm
on?
I'm talking about the band. That's what you're wondering.
No, I know it's not that, but I'm just wondering what's going on.
Oh, we're just talking about the government.
Just the Obama. Government. That Obama.
I don't mix myself into those.
You know what? That's the part that I'm pissed off the most about losing last week's podcast. We had so many awesome government jokes that week that we were nailing it left and right.
Yeah. Am I illegal? I am not illegal. I was born in New York. So, America.
Mm-hmm. In New York, New York.
Mexico.
Think it's so goddamn funny.
Nice. About 30 miles outside of the town of New York.
Ryan, are you drinking a rum and Coke?
What?
Are you drinking a rum and Coke?
Nah, just a Coke. A Pepsi, as a matter of fact, though. Because I believe in...
Yeah, but don't you like rum and Cokes? Isn't that your drink?
I do.
Rum and Coke's delicious.
No, and those tequila sunrises.
Yeah, no, you're all about those. I know.
It's gross.
It's Nueve York, not York.
Nueve York. Where are you from, man? I'm from Nueve York.
apparently somebody's mom likes to drink.
Oh, yeah. You guys, some of you are talking about the GTA stuff. There's some stuff coming out that is going to be fantastic. Terry, I didn't ask if you recorded your side of that or not.
Yeah, I did.
Okay, cool.
I got all of what I was in.
Did you record yours?
No!
Idiot. You fell.
You don't remember? Dude, I remember.
I know, but that's the thing. You were able to play for like 2 minutes. So I was just like, okay, he actually recorded it?
Did you imagine just watching? Yeah!
It was like 2 minutes.
When Terry and I hit hyperdrive because my...
I don't get it, man. I really
my shit was
it.
So low. I even put something else in there to let me like make it even lower and like run as much RAM as possible. And I got in that truck with Terry, and we took off down the highway, and it looked like I was in the Millennium Falcon, and
it was just gone crazy.
And I was just like, poof, and then I couldn't get back.
Yep.
It was horrible. That's all you guys need to know. That was my experience with GTA.
More Magical Girl will be coming out for you guys. I just rented out the next episode of S&P, so look forward to that.
Bam! Magic!
This lemonade is addicting.
Does that liquor in it?
It does not. As a matter of fact.
Then I don't believe.
Maybe it should.
Yeah.
You don't have to believe me.
Maybe you need to fix that lemonade.
You should.
I don't. There's all the things that would go well with it. I don't like. So.
Well, you don't like whiskey.
They call it whiskey lemonade.
Whiskey aid.
That's a summer whiskey right there.
If you need aid for your whiskey, you're not a man anyway.
We call them lick-a-whisk. And it's disgusting.
It's awful.
And it's terrible.
Why would you put that in your lemonade?
It's refreshing. That's what it is.
It's refreshing.
Yeah.
It will wake you up. Not in the good way.
Not in the good way at all. No.
Like this.
What are you doing, like, Ryan?
Oh.
No. I'm just waking you up the bad way.
Oh, okay. All right. That's a bad way to wake you up.
Jose knows.
Sure. I feel like I like whiskey, though.
Me too.
I think I'm just an alcoholic. I like
lemonade.
I just like whiskey with my whiskey. Or, like, I like bourbon. My good old bourbons. I'm a drunk, dude. I have a problem.
Yeah, I noticed that in Vegas.
I have a problem.
When you couldn't get drunk?
I couldn't, all right? I still, to this day, like, I'm mad about that. I was like, dude, I drank. Like, I tell people this story. I'm like, I drank, guys. I drank. They're like, but you didn't get drunk. I was like, no. I don't know what's going on that day.
I'm happy you drank as much as you did because you drank enough for both of us, and I didn't want to drink. So I needed to fill my quota of being in Vegas and having, you know, the drink quota that everybody that's 21 or over, they have to fill going to Vegas. You have to fill that quota. So if you bring a drunk friend, then they'll fill the quota for you, and then you're good.
But I didn't even fill my quota. Like, I didn't get drunk, dude. And, like, I tried. I drank, like, on the flight to there. I drank there. On the flight home, I drank I got a Jack Daniels because they were like, you want one? I was like, yeah, sure, give me one. I had fucking Jack on the rocks. Mm-hmm. Nothing.
Yeah, the Filipino guy that I was sitting next to, he had a Jack on the rocks.
It's very nice. But even then, I drank, dude. I don't know what happened. It's a very sad day.
We should have just stood at that Red Bull and vodka station and just got you like five of them.
Dude, those are good. Yes, you could go into Minecon. I went into Minecon at least like semi-buzz. Like, I walked in there with a beer in my hand for like every time I walked in there. So that's your Brenny.
It was small, though. The first Minecon was pretty small, which I'm surprised because it sold out. I guess they just didn't have enough planned, you know, like ahead of time. I assume that this year is going to be pretty big. It's going to be in Orlando.
It was a pretty big deal.
Yeah.
I'm sad because I probably won't be able to go.
Yeah. Vegas,
I would have been there.
This Minecon Orlando, I'm tempted, but even then.
We're making a pretty big thing. We're going to sell our house.
Well, then you have plenty of money.
Well, yeah.
Then you won't have a place to live. So just go to Florida, get a hotel. You got a couple of days to live in there.
Does that sound good, champ?
No.
No? Just no?
No.
Fine, whatever.
Doesn't sound good.
I don't even care.
Whatever.
It's me not caring. I don't care.
Thank you, Jessica, for retweeting the stream. I appreciate
it. I didn't get my... I got my guns. Never mind.
You got a gun.
What the hell? Sorry, I'm okay.
You and Terry were the only ones that got guns for retweeting.
Because Jose didn't retweet it.
Yeah. I didn't. I wasn't tagged in it.
You were tagged in it. It's right there.
I don't see it.
You're the first name, actually.
That's some bullshit. Look, this is my feed. Wait.
Why don't you refresh it?
Stop showing us your phone.
Look, that's my feed. I don't care. You can look at it.
Hey, I'm refreshing. Guys, look at my phone. Look what that takes right there.
It takes a second. I don't see it, okay?
It looks like that. You can't do it.
I think so good. It's special. It's like I got my ghetto ass fucking camera, okay? Can't just auto zoom, okay? I got the little twisty knob. Got the twisty knobs.
Let me twist my knob real quick. Thanks, man, to Shadows, Bagels, and Nick. So, what's on the docket? Actually, no. We just went to Jose when I asked everybody how they were. We just went straight to Jose. And we didn't even go to Ryan or Terry. Terry, Ryan, how are you guys collectively?
Oh, we got to collect.
I'm just saying, you guys are basically brothers.
Podcast. His name goes first. He gets a how
Terry,
are you doing?
Terry, I'm sorry. Ryan, go ahead. Ryan, floor is yours.
No, Ryan.
Go ahead.
We have separate because we're not doing it collectively. Go ahead, Terry.
Go ahead, Ryan.
Terry, please.
No, please. I know. You simply must go.
No, I can't.
The floor is over here for you, Ryan. Just go.
Terry,
ahead,
please.
It's a simple question.
I am good.
All right. Thanks, Terry. Ryan?
I'm well. Thank you.
Really? That's it?
Yes.
I just wanted my own time.
This is why we don't say hi to you. This is the exact reason. You get your chance, you fuck it up. I hope you're glad with yourself.
I'm doing good. Everything's going okay. I want to quit my job any day, but we all know that feeling, except for Dwight.
I actually like my job now.
Do you?
You got a little bit of a raise.
I got a raise. I show them who's boss now, so I got some pull now, so I feel good.
You pulled up your white boy pants and asked for a raise.
No, I was like, listen, I'm getting another job. Fuck this place. And then they were like, wait. You got the other job? Hold on. Let's go back there. Come on.
We didn't think you could do it. We were all making bets. We said, no, that's no way. No.
That Jose? No.
Yeah, they got to clarify, right? In the kitchen, which Jose?
Yeah, actually, I think there's three Jose's now in the kitchen. So yeah, I'm Joe. I mean, at Chili's, I'm Joe, which is the more traditional American name because I speak English. That's how it works.
Always speak.
Are you the only Jose that speaks English?
Yes. I'm the only
in
person
the world.
I'm the only person that speaks English back there. It's
so you're just kidding back.
Dude, I'm a cook. I'm a cook translator. You know, that's what I do.
You just sit up on your ivory throne, just command.
That's how it works, guys. I work with a lot of Mexicans. I translate for my Mexicans. I say hola, and then they say talk to them, and we have a talk. It's actually pretty funny because some of the servers like really assume these guys speak English. They go up to them. They're like, hey, table 47, I need you to not do this on it. And they just go, okay. And that's it. Then they look at me and go, what the fuck did this bitch tell me?
That's good. You should have them pay you for your efforts.
Should.
But that's true. Be like, I don't know. How much is it worth you to keep your jet?
I don't know. Maybe they told you to take out the trash. Maybe they told you to go rape that lady over there. I don't know.
And maybe they told you triple onions. Who knows?
Who knows?
You should have already been making more because you speak two languages. Like, that's a thing. You get
paid. It is in California.
It is not always.
Not always, but I mean,
it's if the job benefits from it. They don't have to pay you more because you know two languages.
Right. So but, only okay, English speaking fucking dude there.
In that situation, obviously the job benefits where all the cooks don't speak English. You have one guy that translates everything.
Yeah.
I mean, they know a good amount. They understand, like, don't put this on there. They're like, oh, okay, you know, but like, they're not going to sit there and be like, how was your day?
No cheese. You can put some more cheese.
You want cheese?
No more cheese.
No, they remember the first time I got there, they're like, the Mexican slang, or not slang, but like their heavy accent, they always call burgers boogers. They go grab the burger. The booger.
Terrius, like booger. Oh,
the booger. I was like, oh, okay, I got the booger. And what do I do with it? But we have boogers. I'm flipping. that's what I work with a bunch of Lucas. Them and their boogers.
You can't make the boogers.
She make the boogers so small. And I'm trying to make the boogers.
This booger is not cooked.
This booger is not cooked.
Oh my god.
Why? This booger is not cooked. His booger was raw.
How do you not know how to cook a booger?
Shut up, Luca. I got a fucking Luca.
Luca's actually Italian, though. He's not. He's
yeah,
not
but
it's like the same thing, dude. Like, the flag's close enough.
God.
It's close enough, dude. I'm being honest. But dude, I love working there. It's fun. But I translate.
Good.
Nice. Yeah, it's nice.
Hands a raise on its own.
It doesn't get a raise.
Ask about it. Just be like, listen.
Like, listen.
I know you gave me one.
But
gonna need another one.
You want
it? I got two raises within like 2 months, and it was like $5. So I mean,
got a sweet deal.
Why not?
I should just walk in there and be like, so about that raise? Like, we gave you one. No, not that one. This one.
I'm talking about the one you gave today.
That will be
the one you're about to give.
The one for speaking English. Let's talk about that one.
Nah, it's the English bonus.
You walk in there and start speaking Spanish to them until they finally go, what? And you'll be like, exactly, I want this much more an hour. Trust me, I know what I'm doing.
What's going to happen if you were to leave? How would the upper management communicate to the chefs?
A lot of pointing.
Yeah.
A lot of pointing.
They got a picture book.
Yeah.
You know, and then you got those white people that are like, I know Spanish, you know, get the El Burgo, make it Wello, you know. It works.
El Boogers.
The booger. Get your booger very well. They know. You know.
Maswell.
They have to start speaking louder and louder when they don't think they understand.
Say hablas hamburgers.
Booger! On booger! Do you understand me? See? Do you? See?
Jess. Yes. Jess. Yes. Yes. It's Jess. Yes. Jess the booger.
Jess, two boogers. Ow!
Good stuff. Tell us more of Chili's.
I like Jose's job.
I think we all like Jose's job more than he likes it.
I actually enjoy it now. Like, it's great. I get to yell at people. I yell at managers now, dude. It's
so
great.
Wait. Did you get promoted?
No.
No, you just got a raise, and now you get to yell at people?
Yeah. I'm like, who makes more money? Me. So it works out.
So there's no hierarchy there. It's all.
The hierarchy is me, then me, then me again. Then maybe my GM, maybe. He's not on that list. Dude, I sent someone home, dude. Like, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah?
I got in trouble for it. I told this guy, I was like, get the fuck out of here, man. I was like, you know what? Just go, clock out, get the fuck out. And I told him that, and he was like, okay, and he left. And they were like, why'd you send him home? I'm like, because fuck him.
Fuck that guy. Smells bad.
That was pretty much what happened. I was like, fuck him. And they were like, you can't just send people home. I'm like, well, I did. And that was it, dude. Like, I didn't get in trouble. They were just like, okay, he sent someone home. Cool. Talked to the GM the next day. He was like, you sent him home? I'm like, yeah. He's like, okay, let's try not to do that anymore. I was like, I can't be held accountable. He was like, all right.
Look, who makes more money here?
I was like, you're welcome. I just saved you a bunch of labor. But no, it's nice.
That's good. I'm proud of you.
I'm. It's a nice job. It gives me laughs.
That's good news.
Yes, that's good.
I used to laugh at my job.
There used to be good times
when I laughed.
Now it's just drama.
I'm actually like all I do now is just cook now. Like I cook.
I want to cook.
Days off, I cook. I actually that's why I like what I was telling Terry that corn relish I made. It's I went to one of the servers' house and like one of the new cooks that's there. I went to their house to like hang out for a bit. I was like, hey, let's make burgers. So I made fresh burgers with that corn. I made boogers.
Boogers.
Nice. I made big old juicy boogers. And
homemade boogers.
I did them. I mean, I did everything. I'm like, I'm actually planning to go there again because apparently there's going to be one of the other servers going to go there. And I was like, shit, I'll cook. I actually like doing it because it's like I get to explore more with cooking. So I'm going to make a new recipe.
Uh-huh.
Got to get you on Master Cheese.
Yeah. What's up with that? Get on Master Cheese. And they get booted immediately.
I know.
You'd be on Master Cheese, though.
You're like fucking Howard. Just disappoint
Howard!
Howard come in on a dude on the white knight on a golden horse.
Right.
And then just fucking fail.
Look, let me tell you, after like the first episode, I was still like, why is Howard here? Then the second episode, then like 10 episodes later, I'm like, this motherfucker is still here. What is he doing?
I have no idea. Are you guys talking about that Master Chef?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Master Chef.
That Master Cheese. Nobody's ignoring slots here, all right?
Absolutely not.
Let's get that straight right now.
We're just
now.
A little slow to get to him.
The mascot of the internet.
In the forefront of this podcast is sloth awareness.
Mm-hmm. We're raising
because it is, you know,
my own website has a sloth on here. I can't keep it on here because it's really loud. But just go to potatoorgy.com. Enjoy your stay, then get out of that. Get the fuck out, because we got a podcast going right now.
Okay.
That's fair. I think that's fair.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
What are you doing?
Okay.
Just like, yeah, all right.
I have a customer that just sits there. You will be talking to her. And she will just go... Okay. All right. Yeah.
Can you repeat any of what I just said to you?
Okay. All right, so we're going to get you that new savings account. Okay. Yes.
Right. Yeah.
So you're going to put $5,000 down? Okay.
Yes. All right. All right.
Yes. Of course I will.
Yes.
Yes. All right. No.
I got to rewatch Always Sunny.
She died a sting.
Shady nasty.
I still love her. Dwight. Was that the last podcast?
What?
So Jesus fucking right. It was what
I think that was the last one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh shit.
No. That was 2 ago, the one that Dwight wasn't there for.
Was it?
I think so, because I linked that clip to you right afterwards. I wouldn't have been able to do that because last time we were at Dwight's.
Yeah,
That's right. You're right. Mm-hmm.
I know it. can we talk about Rogue Legacy?
I don't know what that is.
We should talk about Rogue Legacy. And well, before we get to that, let's talk real quick about Cube World. Nah, none of us have played it. None of us own it.
I think most of us want to.
I think we all want to. Especially after what Jose was telling me about, like, there's different classes and stuff. I didn't know that. I'm trying to stay, like, completely in the dark as much as possible about the game. Because I want to go in blind. I want to just enjoy the game for what the game is and kind of figure stuff out. But yeah, no, none of us have played it. We all want it.
Yep.
But the site's kind of getting bombarded at the moment, and some of us are broke. So.
And by some, all of us. Every single one of us.
Look, I got...
I wanted to sugarcoat it, all right?
Pre-shot. A
little sugar, all
right? Let me make clear right now. I've got a little stockpile saved up for Steam sale that I am willing to spend.
the Cube World ain't gonna be on Steam sales though.
I know. I'm just saying though. I have money set aside specifically for a Steam sale.
Dude, mine is. I just come as like I see the sale. I'm like, well, do I need gas in my car? I'm like, ah, shit. That's for me, dude. So I'm hoping this paycheck's coming in gonna be really good, and then I just hope the Steam sales don't break my ass.
They will.
Yeah. Well, I got a lot of the stuff, so like
when does it start again?
It should be next week, but you know, obviously you can't quote me on that because I have no fucking official
idea. Right.
But like the pattern has been like late June 25th to like early July. Last year, it was about this time to a week later. So people are just making the assumption that it's going to be pretty soon.
Well, hopefully it's maybe one more check would be nice. But if not, I could probably set aside some money for some stuff.
Mm-hmm. You just got to set aside like $50, dude. Those sales are amazing.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money.
There's actually a guide on Reddit, too, on how to effectively go and purchase things on the Steam sale. Like, of people that have worked out patterns and stuff about how Steam does things.
Mm-hmm. Like, when they'll drop?
Yeah, like, because it's a week-long thing of sales, so, like, one game, like it happened to me with fucking Worms. I bought everybody a copy of Worms, and then, like, the next fucking day...
like a day later.
It was 75% off. I was infuriated, and I couldn't even play that Worms because it was, the fucking multiplayer
your router
was so broken, and yeah, my router fucking most bitter thing I am about it. So, anyways, there's a guide on Reddit that I glanced over. It basically boils down to if it's a flash sale, it's more than likely the lowest that it's possibly going to go. Flash sales. If it's just like a daily sale, then just wait on it until it either goes to a flash or the last day.
Mm-hmm.
And there's obviously much more.
But what if they run out?
I'll see if I can. Dude, did you see that thing about the Final Fantasy VII stuff?
No.
Apparently, Square Enix? How do you pronounce it? Whatever.
Square Enix.
They put out a thing for pre-orders or whatever. It says like, get a limited time. It's like a vest or some outfit for Cloud and like a sword and something like that. And it says while supplies last on a digital good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just, some people do that. They do that on the that Marvel universe or whatever that just came out. They did that with some characters. Like you can buy the characters separately or whatever, mm-hmm. and they had like a limit on how many you could buy, even though it's like a digital fucking character for the game.
It's interesting.
Yeah, want to make it rare.
Yeah, that's the thing. So they have, like, so many that they'll be willing to give out, and then they'll be like, all right, it's gone. Sorry.
So they're all dead now.
They're all dead. We killed all the extra ones because you didn't buy them. Don't you feel bad now?
No, assholes. I don't play F2B at all. I did a little bit when it first came out, and then that's when I fell out of playing with mods and stuff.
Yeah. Bleh. Mods. Anyways, that was.
So wait. You said Final Fantasy VII?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are they doing a remake?
No.
Not a remake. They're just re-releasing it on Steam.
I'll get that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like $11 or something.
It's $11.99.
Yeah, $12.
Yeah, I'll get that.
That's such a good fucking game.
Like, why not?
Yeah. I should buy two just in case they run out. Be worth something someday, that digital copy. I'll sell it on eBay. You'll see.
I'll see.
Mint in box. No box.
Mint in box, except it doesn't have a box.
But it's never been out of its box either, so.
So what's up? You gonna make a deal or what?
I didn't know Cube World was $20. I thought it was only $15.
$20? Ain't nobody got money for that.
Ain't nobody got $20.
I got $20 next week.
It might not be here next week, Jose.
Any of you save, aside from Ryan?
What?
I got a lot of bills, and I only get paid once a month.
What did you say to me?
I said, any of you save, aside from Ryan?
I save, but it doesn't go for
this
shit.
That's what I'm saying. You're excluded because you're fucking moving to a different state.
I got money
up my ass that I can't spit.
That you can't.
I save.
Why is your house up your ass?
No, I'm not talking about my house.
Oh. Okay.
Oh.
Ryan, we're going to have a talk after the podcast.
Why don't we have that talk right now?
Yeah, what are you talking about?
Nothing. Jose, you were saying something?
No, I was saying I save, which is like I get a really good check, and I'm like, I'll hold on to this. It usually goes to beer, though.
Sarah has a budget on an Excel spreadsheet that she made on her phone, and we adhere to that.
See, so I cut beer out of my spending, and it's been amazing.
I know, but God, Blue Moon. So good. It really is.
I don't need it.
They told me it was a girl drink. I wanted to slap someone. I was like, it's not a girl drink. Shut up.
What's a girl's drink?
Blue Moon.
Nah, that's not a girl's
drink. That's what I'm saying. Like, they were like, it's a girl's drink. I was like, listen here, bitch. This is not a girl's drink.
Tell them you want a girl's drink, then shove the bottle up their ass.
I don't know
about that.
That'll work.
I don't think that's how it works.
Dwight already backed me up, and he's got sunglasses on at night.
Damn.
Bam! I
realized how cool that was until he pointed it out.
So we're talking about Rogue Legacy or what?
Yeah. All right, no, everybody shut the fuck up. Sergeant Meow, come on, take it away. Start the conversation off.
What's that?
This guy wants to start the conversation.
Floor's on you.
Floor's on you, sucker.
We're going to wait. There's a little bit of delay, and he has to type. She's going to let him start us off. We'll jump off of what he's talking about.
Oh, we're talking about this guy. I thought you were talking about
us. All right, everyone, shh.
Okay, all right.
Let him. We're going to wait now. Now we're waiting on you. Wait on him. Mm-hmm. Look into your cameras.
Well, I got sunglasses on, so he's all hot iron. What if I'm looking at her right now? He wouldn't be able to tell.
I have unlocked, I think, all of them, unless there's a secret one I don't know of. My tree is pretty much full.
I've unlocked them all.
I thought we were waiting for this guy.
He's taking too long.
Yeah, no, we gotta wait for this guy. He's gonna ruin the whole podcast. Everybody's gonna hate him.
Anyways, I think I've unlocked everything except for that one you were telling me about earlier, Terry. The magic guy.
Spell sword.
Spell sword. I don't have that guy yet.
You will.
Yeah.
He's badass.
Yeah?
I fucking love that. So much better than Archmage. And he's like, his like ability lets you use whatever spell you have, except like a supersized version of it. So you get that with like the fire shield, and you're just done.
How big does it make the fireballs?
Fucking huge.
Is it like a solid circle?
Yeah, not a solid circle. There's some gaps between them, but
it's
really good coverage. Like nothing's getting through there.
Interesting
if true.
Anyway.
Yeah, I think I'm level 73 at the moment. The levels don't really matter though.
No.
I haven't seen anything that like requires like a certain level for you to be.
Yo, man, Rogue Legacy.
What?
Yeah. This guy's like asked like three times, and I've been answering him. People have been asking Rogue Legacy.
Yeah. Yeah. No. Shout out to Ryan O'Neill too. He bought me a copy of Rogue Legacy. I've been playing that every day for like hours on end. It's fantastic.
Oh, you deleted this.
It's difficult though. It's not a game that you should play if you are easily.
It gets easier by
dying. But you're gonna have to die a lot before you get to the
point. You'll die a lot, but then you'll get the hang of it, and it's like, okay, this isn't that bad. I'm level 145 right now, and when I die now, it's like it's because I just rush it. Because all I've been doing is gold farming. I haven't even done the forest boss yet. I stopped after the castle boss because I wanted to record it. There's two chests here. Yeah, because I wanted to record all that shit, but I couldn't because it's been too fucking hot to be in my room without the fan on. And I can't record with the fan on because it's loud as shit.
Yep.
And I just started playing it.
And you've, how many times have you died already?
I think I've died 7 times already. Okay. And I think I've only gotten past like 2 areas. So I'm doing good. I'm doing really good.
I feel like we just got done talking about Cube World, and someone's like, you should play Cube World.
Right, yeah, I know.
No, we all hate Cube World. Weren't you listening?
Protest!
I don't protest.
No?
So yes, Rogue Legacy is worth buying. It's like $15, and it's good.
It's a good amount of fun, yeah. Our style is really solid, too.
When you beat it, you get that New Game Plus going, which I'm excited for.
Yeah, I don't understand how a guy is already on New Game 7.
Yeah, he's on like 7 or 8 now. He was streaming it the other day.
That's all I'm playing.
Yeah. It's good. It's good. You're welcome. Happy birthday.
Yay! Happy birthday from all of us to you.
Mm-hmm. Happy birthday!
Yeah!
You wish it was our birthday so we could fart too.
Yeah, we can't fart until it's our birthday.
I broke the rules.
Did you say fart?
Yep.
You're going to get arrested, Ryan. You better look out.
The birthday police are coming.
What is their sirens?
Like a party happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday.
Like really fast. Yeah.
It's like one of those...
Is it your birthday? Is it your... If it's not really his birthday, we're going to kill him.
Right. I mean,
that's true. If you lied to us, we will find you.
That's how the internet works.
I'm not going to wish happy birthday until we get a confirmation that it's actually like his birthday. No, not you. We know it's your birthday. Talking to Cliffy Beast. Pay attention.
He ain't even the real Cliffy B.
When a birthday wished, I wish it wasn't your birthday.
He didn't say it was his birthday.
What are you sending me, Sam? I'm
sending you the business. Oh, I got on 14 today, and I lasted like 5 minutes before I had just passed out. I had to go to sleep, so I woke up early as shit today.
What time did you wake up?
I got up at 5.
All right.
Yeah. All right.
5 p.m. That's pretty good.
No, the other 5. The 5 we don't talk about.
Oh, I hate that 5.
And then I came back home, and then I went to sleep for like 2 hours, and I got up and I had to do all this yard work shit, power wash the house,
of course, standard stuff.
So fucking hot outside. Better than how it's been this week though.
Yeah, we were solid 105 plus for 5-7 days, something like that.
It was like 7 days. It was,
and yeah, it, now we're in mid-90s for this week, which is cool.
Yeah, after surviving a week of 100-plus, you know, 90s is like, yes.
So this morning, it was 90 degrees, which here feels like 98. Like it even says, like on the news, feels like 98! Like they say it all happy.
It's like you ass air-conditioned bastards.
Starts pouring rain. Drops down to 71.
What?
At about like 4.
Still feel like 98?
No, feels fantastic. Breeze, like storms. That's about 3, I think. 5 o'clock, I walk outside. It's completely dry. And it's 90 degrees outside. Looks like it never rained. I'm talking, there was like a flood, like flash flood warnings across town. It looks like it never rained.
Why do you live there?
I'm not going to do it anymore.
I can't do it anymore.
I'm done. I'm sick. I'm out.
Ryan's out of the game. He's hanging it up.
He's putting his coat up. And...
Oh, it's pouring rain right now.
Is it?
It hailed last night, for instance. Just for another random fact.
What is wrong with that place?
I don't know. They're all like, oh, we love the weather here. I'm like, do you? I would never live in California. The weather's so terrible. I'm like, who are you? Do they sing songs about New Mexico's weather? Women? Beaches?
These are people that clearly
mountains
don't know our
weather. Yeah. They've never been to California to experience
cowboys.
We got cowboys everywhere. It's stupid.
It's crazy.
They have horses.
California cowboys. They wear Daisy Dukes.
I don't live
in California. I live in the middle of a desert that's a mile high.
You ain't gonna get Daisy Duke cowboys out there.
Mm-hmm.
They wouldn't live. They would die.
They burst in flames.
That's not their natural habitat.
they have to live in Venice Beach, otherwise
they'll burst into flames.
They'll just die. They'll fall over and die.
They'll just be like, oh, God damn it. Our proud California cowboys, our national animal, or our state animal.
That's a bear, isn't it?
Nah, it's the cowboys now.
Ew, I don't like the cowboys.
Not the cowboys, it's cowboys.
Oh. See, they have cowboys out here, but they're like... Jose will know. They're like those...
Let's get
Jose back in this conversation. You've been fucking blanking, dude.
They're like those...
Habaneros.
I want to say the word Mexican, but I'm going to have to.
Okay. As long as you say it again like that, please.
They're Mexican. The pointy-ass shoes. And it's like, no cowboy wears pointy-ass shoes.
No.
And like a hat.
That's a Mexican.
Yeah, but they're trying to be like, and then they get like...
You define the Mexican for me. Pointy shoes?
And then they wear cowboy boots sometimes, and they drive trucks, but they're really in bad conditions. I know, but they like cowboys, but I don't like them.
So why?
Why what?
You went from like a bear to a Mexican?
Oh, well, they said cowboys. You weren't listening at all.
I was not. I was not. The chat realized that a while ago. They were like, look at that motherfucker not paying attention.
I'm not listening.
Look at this guy.
Something about bears. I heard bears and Mexicans.
What?
Yeah, Jose, I mean, I know you're never here at all, ever, but for for the time that you are here, just pay attention.
Can we have your undivided attention?
You're asking a lot from me.
2 hours out of your life?
For another maybe 40 minutes.
You're asking a lot from me, guys.
That's it? I guess
it's yes. And you guys talking about bears. I don't know what's going on.
Well, why don't you change the subject?
I have nothing to change it to.
What do you want to talk about, Jose?
We talked about work, Mexicans, and puppies. I'm pretty much tapped out for today.
I had tacos for dinner.
That's racist.
Well, I have spaghetti. Is that racist?
Because a white person made it, Jose?
Yeah, it's not
tacos. Is that a problem?
That's not tacos.
I will say that they were pretty bad.
Penelope, no.
Why are you so far away now? What happened?
Me?
I really.
No.
Who?
I want to get on that Key World.
Yeah.
Like the more I was watching videos on it, it's not their fault.
It kind of is. I mean, you gotta expect a big surge of traffic. First of all, the DDoS isn't their fault.
Well, there's DDoS protection and stuff, which you think that a bigger, well, not you know, semi big company, you know, obviously there's a lot of hype around it.
This is just one dude.
It's just one dude?
Yeah.
One dude completely?
I'm pretty sure.
Well, I'm sure he has some sort of distributor that, you know, where people are downloading the game from. They should have some sort of DDoS protection, but I guess the people that are hitting him must be pretty angry? Excited? I don't know. What goes in the minds of someone who DDoSes?
It's just fucking people that
are just, they're bored.
You think so?
Like, this thing is really popular. Let's DDoS.
I'm done masturbating for 10 minutes.
It's people wanting to do whatever they want. That's the in thing, is just do whatever the fuck you want.
Let's wait for that Obama to ride in on his NSA horse. Right?
Full of cameras.
You can't blame Obama for everything.
We can. We can. We will.
Are you trying to take my rights away, too?
He's trying to take out your freedom of speech.
Oh, hey, quick shout out to Brandon. He donated enough for me and a friend to buy Cube World. Right. So there we go. You guys got to fight out who's going to get the other copy. But thank you, Brandon.
I'm taking myself out of that running.
I'll take it.
All right, well, Jose, he lost again to the white man.
I'm not white.
I expected this. this is a normal thing in life, so it's fine.
I'm going purely by skin color, Ryan.
Take it. Ryan is a golden brown, okay.
Put Hispanic on every form, and when they see me, they're like, oh, okay, he's white.
That's thank God. Dude, I was just having a conversation with my supervisor. How are you?
You got the job.
Why did you lie on your thing like that?
Oh, I get it. It's a joke. Okay.
Well, okay.
I know we put here that the minimum wage is $8 an hour. You're at $14. Okay. So.
I somehow feel like that's right. I feel like this is the conversation that happens at jobs. That's how I get them. I start them on the phone. Do I know?
I can't even tell you.
Hello, I get them on the phone.
You guys off the podcast.
This isn't my voice when I call people.
Hello, this is Joseph.
I don't even tell them, like, hello, this is Joseph. Hi, this is Joseph. I'm actually calling in regards to... They're like, why? Hello there, Joseph.
Bust down the door, I'm Mexican!
Surprise!
Surprise! My real name's Jose! You can't even
pronounce my last name. You guys are idiots.
You're all idiots.
You never should have trusted me.
Seriously?
Why? Oh, Jose.
You know, it's actually the opposite at my job. If you're white, like, they really don't look at you. They really don't look at your like application. That like says white.
They're like,
They don't. They go for brown. That's like literally at my job. Like I've heard the boss say that. He's like, well, that guy's white. I don't know. Doesn't seem like he's gonna work. I don't think he's gonna work hard for no money.
I don't think this guy has what it takes.
I don't know if that's racist towards me or him. Or, I mean, me or the Mexicans. That's what I mean.
Both?
Yeah, probably both. Seems insulting all around.
Just, you know, racist across the board.
What else?
This conversation is just... We always come back to that.
So, what's one game that you guys are looking forward to being on sale for summer? Because...
Ooh.
Last summer sale, there wasn't like there was one game I think that I picked up, and I think that was Hitman.
That was worth it.
That was like $8 at the time or something, and it was good. But everything other than that, like I had either had all the games or I just didn't have any interest in them.
Mm-hmm.
Last summer
was it the best summer? Like, my best summer was the 2 summers ago. That was, like, every day I was like, oh, my God, I'm buying that. I'm buying that. I'm buying...
I remember that.
I know. I went really broke that day. Like, that whole summer, that whole freaking sale
was
just, like...
That was, like, when I was in my apartment.
I bought so much shit. Like, I'm looking at the list of stuff I own, and I'm like, I haven't even played that yet. I have Witcher 2. I have, like, Xenoclash. I don't know where these came from. Some of them, I'm like, I don't remember downloading this. But I think... I'm ready for... I want Borderlands 2, which seems weird.
I want a really good deal. I was telling Terry to pick it up when it was $10, and he didn't do it, so I don't know.
I was busy.
I really hope so, but again, I have my Xbox version, and...
It's so much better on PC, you know.
It is? Okay, but I have 261s, and I have a lot of legendaries. Like, there's time put in there. And I actually do. I have a stream that I want planned because I have the Tiny Tina's came out, and I want to do a live stream of that. But the only problem is I have Krieg, which is like my main character now.
I heard he sucked late game.
Oh, that's what you think.
That's what I heard.
Wait till you see my stream. The way I built my Krieg, he's broken. Like I did the other story. I did the full story. I beat the game like already like 6 times. And I've actually done speedruns where I've beaten the game in, like, 4 hours or less. And the reason we did that is because I'm playing on Ultimate Valhunter mode, and I actually have, like, the story done on that.
Well, and I'm like... Man. I've been waiting for someone... I played through Borderlands 2 just, you know, without any DLC with Spencer, Josh, and Canada, which is Mushroom Power or whatever.
Gotcha.
Yeah, he might be listening. Whatever. And we had a great time. We had like a set time out of the day from the week that we played, and we all played together. It was a lot of fun. And now I'm like, okay, all the DLC's out. Let's play. And those guys are just fucking off doing their own thing.
I've only beaten one of the DLCs. I only beat the treasure one, the pirate one came out. Mm-hmm. That's the only one I've beaten so far, because me and my buddy did it like in one day, and now I really want to do Tiny Tina's. But basically, like, if you play Ultimate Valhunter mode, you realize you do like a clip and a half to kill an enemy.
Yeah, I played a little bit into it, and man, you gotta slag the fuck out of those guys.
Okay, oh, with my with my playthrough with Krieg, I hit him twice and they die. So it's bullshit. Like, the way I built my Krieg,
why would you do that?
Because they gotta die. The only problem is, the reason I'm really kind of like edging off not wanting to stream it is because my screen is fucked. Like, that's the only way to say it. Just my screen is so just, there's, because I basically went to that melee tree and all this other stuff. So, like, for the whole time, I already have tunnel vision because it's the whole feed the beast or whatever mode. So I'm always in that mode, and it's just like tunnel vision's already, and then when I hit myself, it blurs the fucking vision. Like, half the time, I'm not sure what I'm doing. I'm just running in there swinging, and I just kill stuff. So that's how Krieg's meant to be. He's like that high risk, high reward, but he's perfect for him because it's like that reckless character, and I'm like, oh my god, I get to be reckless. So like, it benefits me running in there like an asshole.
Yeah, because he's melee based, isn't he?
He has different ones. He has one that's like, he is semi-melee based, but there's another tree, it's like that fire one where you could be like using guns and all that, but I went into his heavy melee. Like, all I do is melee. So the way he's built is like, I two-shot stuff, or I'll one-shot stuff. Like,
that's like how Zero could be built.
It's how Zero should have been built, yes.
Yeah.
Zero should have been built like that, but they didn't do dick. They like fucked him up. They were like, let's keep him as a sniper, which then they give him this cool-ass sword for no reason.
Right, yeah, and his whole, his special ability, too, was to go invisible or whatever, and then, like, you're supposed to sneak up and melee him, you know? Supposed to backstab him.
Yeah, and it turned into, like, you go invisible and just wait, and just aim down the sight to, like, charge up your attack, and then snipe. That's the... I thought Zero was awesome, but if they would have just incorporated Krieg into that Zero kind of thing, it would have been amazing. But I think it only works for Krieg because he's high risk, high reward. Where you have to, like, run in there and, like...
Does he have no gun skills?
He does. Yeah, he has a couple gun skills. Like, there's actually... In the trees and stuff, there's one that's, like, every time you hit an enemy, you can increase your bloodlust stacks, and then bloodlust gives you more magazines. So you can have, like, a gun that has, like, a revolver with two, and then get to 100 stacks and have it with, like, a 30 clip. It's pretty cool. Like, if you actually go heavy gun into him, he has really cool potential. But Krieg is just so cool as melee. Like, I enjoy it more than, like, I'm enjoying Maya. And my Maya is, like, 61. I already have her with extra gear. I have her. And I love using her for multiplayer, like, when I want to be support. Because she's, like, I can res people with my phase lock. I'm always healing. And even with her, I'm in the damage tree. I went Cataclysm instead of going into how we did with the Let's Play.
That's weird because, like... That was your first character, yeah? It was Maya?
Yep.
And my first character was Zero. And I just can't really, like, have fun with other people. Like, I'm going through with what is the little Mexican dude's name?
I hate Salvador.
Salvador, yeah. Well, he's supposed to be, like, insane damage in Berserk mode. Like, insane damage.
He is.
Late game, just insane damage. So I'm just like, okay, well, I'll just make one of him, have some fun with him, you know? And I'm trying to have fun with him, but I'm just like, I can't play this game as anybody other than Zero.
It's as your first.
And that was the same way with the first Borderlands 2, when I played as the Siren.
I played as the soldier.
I couldn't play any other class. The Siren was my shit, and I was like, you know what? This is the way you play this game. You know.
I think it's just from having the gear and all that, and having the, like, even though you could transfer it, it's the fact that it was, like, that was your main one, because I could have, like, I made so many buddies on Borderlands, where I was like, hey, power level me, you know, do second playthrough, take them to that last area, and just run through it, like, 4 or 5 times, bam, you know, they're 50, but even then, it's not the same as, like, that first one, it's like, you hold something to it.
Yeah, I don't know, so I think I might just start another character, another Zero, and, you know, just have fun with him again.
I'm thinking, I mean, I want to do, I mean, my Maya, I love her, but Krieg is just, Krieg fills the spot for me, for sure. The way that I have him built, he fills it.
Fills your Krieg hole?
It's reckless. It's a completely reckless character. It's literally the if your play style is to like kind of stay in the back and like protect yourself, it's gonna suck. You're gonna die. You're gonna like. I actually have my Krieg. I have him built so perfect where he doesn't have a shield. Like that. I just.
That sounds stupid. Why would he need a shield?
Well, you're supposed to have the shield for certain things, but I got the item. It's like, I forgot what it's called, but it drops in like one of the newer DLCs that came out, and it's a shield with zero on it. So basically, it registers that your shield's depleted, which it sucks if you're having a Mechromancer in your party and they go into that tree where like they give you shields because the robot keeps fucking trying to give you shield.
But so yeah, he's too distracted.
Like, hey man,
he's like, what's going on?
What's up?
No, but it's awesome because like in his tree, it's about being, you know, basically the whole idea is to be in that danger zone. You know, you want to be like, oh, you want to be really fucked. And when you have like no shield, it's like I have increased damage reduction. I have like more damage done, more melee swing damage done. And then my mod feeds into that more. So like I'm literally two-shotting stuff. And then it only sucks. Like that's why the worst part about Krieg is that he's not the best for raid boss. He's not. He doesn't.
That I think that's what I took out of that thing when people were saying he's not good for late game was that he's just raid bosses, forget about it.
But he can still be good for raid bosses, but you have to have like let's say you have a siren. If I had a siren in my team and I would just fucking ran into like an asshole and the siren just kept rezzing me, he'd be amazing. Because we were doing the warrior on that second playthrough, like on ultimate Valhunter mode. Jeez. And I was literally hitting the warrior like a fucking truck because where he was like coming where his claw was, I was just sitting there just pow pow hitting him and like I was chunking his life off because of how much damage I was doing. Like my friend was hitting the crit spot and he still wasn't doing as much damage as I was just hitting him like with a melee swing. So it's if you have the group that can work around it, it's amazing. But he's definitely like I'm definitely planning on doing the play so you can see how it is. But it's literally it's not for the kind of person who can't deal with that much on their screen, and I kind of can at times, but I just run in there and hope for the best. Like, half the time, I'm just spinning around and just swinging and hoping, like, I'm hitting someone. Because that's how bad it is for the screen.
It doesn't seem like a good character, man.
Like, take your eye, like, go, like, take your hands, go like that, and do, like, the Chinese thing, and then, like, that's the game. That's the, dude, that's your screen.
Dude, you're not really showing this game to me, Jose.
Do the, oh, hello! Do that.
Do the that. Chinese thing, and that's how the game's like.
Do the, oh, how are you doing? And then that's how fucking the screen looks when you're playing Mortal.
Jose, how are you?
No.
That's,
no.
That's racist. Did I said something racist, huh? I messed up.
Yeah.
I messed up, guys.
Go to your corner.
I'm sorry. Uh-huh.
God damn it.
Well, so in theory, a Krieg and a siren would be...
Krieg.
Yeah, I call him Krieg.
His name's Krieg now.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he's a person, isn't he?
Yeah. I'm just saying. Maybe that's Krieg. Oh, yeah, that Walking Dead DLC came out. And it's
was
like
it 400 Days of Summer or something like that?
Yeah, 400 Days of Summer. That's exactly what it is.
Yeah, I know.
That'd be a lovely addition to the Walking Dead series.
Isn't that like a chick flick?
It's like a guy goes out on a date with a zombie.
You're thinking of 500 Days of Summer, Ryan.
There you go.
400 Days of Summer.
My bad.
It's okay. You're excused.
Anyway, yeah, it's like $5 too. I
thought all their DLC was like crazy cheap like that.
Well, there's only this. This is the only DLC.
Oh, I'm counting all the episodes from earlier.
Oh, the episodes. Well, yeah. Like each episode is like $5, but this is like five different stories packed into one.
But what if I want the same story?
Then just give them your money anyway.
Okay.
And then.
But I don't like the Walking Dead series, so. But I guess I can't really say that because I haven't watched it.
I don't care what you think about the Walking Dead series. The game, the Telltale game, just mwah.
See, that's what I...
Is it really that good?
That's the thing that I hear about that. It's like, even people that haven't watched the show or didn't like the show, they played the game and they loved the game.
It's good.
But I thought it was all, like, decision-based.
Yeah, it's an adventure game.
My adventures don't involve decisions.
It's like an old school adventure game. You click on stuff, you go around, you examine things and things like that. You talk to people. You make decisions. Mm-hmm. Ultimately, like if I was reading about after I had beat it, I looked back and I read, you know, what I could have had happen. And there's a lot of different stuff that happens, but I'm kind of disappointed because ultimately, pretty much all of the same people will die no matter what you do.
Really?
Yeah.
So, it's a Fallout. Longer,
but in the end, I think it's only like 3 or 4 different characters that actually survive.
So, in other words, it's like how Fallout was, like Fallout 3 for me. Every decision you make just mattered till that last moment at the end when you meet your dad. And, like, I was just evil. All I did was eat people and fucking kill everyone.
The dad's
like, I heard you killed a lot of people. It's not good, son. That was the whole game. I was like, yeah.
Bad thing, son.
You should eat people, son.
But it's okay, because you're going to turn it around right now.
I know you're a good boy, so stop eating people.
The eating people was like the coolest fucking thing in the tree on paper, and then like you realize it heals
what?
Like fucking,
there's nothing
it heals
cool
like this
awesome.
Much.
What? I can eat people?
Are you kidding me? Like it was like cannibalize the person and regenerate health. I was like, yeah, dude, fuck it, I'll eat people. I'll kill this whole goddamn town. But then like it just heals like fucking like a little turn of your health, and I was like, ah.
I'll eat this whole goddamn town.
Well, it was fucking. Hey, shit was going down, all right? The rules changed.
Hey, man, it's all going downhill.
Starts giving you shit, just bite his arm off. Whatever.
I don't give a fuck. But it was just such a letdown. I was so mad when I went to the point, I realized how useless it was. But it was kind of cool to do it, like when there was groups of people, because you went down there to eat people, and they were like, what's that guy doing? Stop him!
Why?
Like a mouthful of arm in your mouth, and you're just like, what?
You're like that dude on the subway on bath salts, always eating people.
My Fallout 3 is so bad, dude. My file is fucked. Like, there's no one. There's no one alive, dude. I remember, like, merchants, I would sell them all my stuff, kill them, and eat them. Like, even the fucking the wandering merchant, his fucking, like, his horse, I'd kill that motherfucker, and I was like, yeah. My file is just empty. Like, you walk around, it's a wasteland, then it goes to the end, and that's it.
Bodies everywhere.
No bodies.
I killed a lot of people.
He ate all the bodies.
Dude, that hotel is my hotel. There's nothing but bodies on the floor.
Damn it.
I went evil, dude. I thought that was the coolest part, because I remember I saved the town. I was like, that's gay. Then I fucking went to kill the town, and it was like the coolest explosion I've ever seen.
Oh, man.
That fucking
how cool was that? Like,
I was like, all right. But yeah, nope.
That was cool. That was like the first thing I did in that game. My first time playing any Fallout game, the first thing I did was the Megaton blowing up mission thing. And I was sold. Once I saw that thing light up,
it was epic.
I was like, damn.
Yeah.
I'm in.
Because you were up in that top of that tall ass tower.
Yeah, I was just watching it.
And it's a switch.
Push the button.
And then boom.
I think my favorite part was that, do you remember that girl in Megaton that was making that book for how to survive in the wasteland?
Yeah.
And like, if you actually, and then to get the achievement, you have to spend like 6 hours doing. Go get me this. And my guy was such an asshole that like I was like, you know what, bitch, fuck your book, you suck. And she was like, you're right. Achievement popped. I was like, yes.
Nailed it.
I was like, and done.
Fucking hated that quest line.
I didn't even know. I don't know what happens. I just remember someone said it was like long, because all it was like, bitch, nobody cares about you. And she was like, okay. that was my quest
for you.
My quest was done. It was fucking, I talked to her, got the Jeep, and I was like, all right, I'm out.
Peace.
Moo.
I thought that was interesting, because she made you get, like, you had to expose yourself to so much radiation.
Yeah. And that's, like, that's Megaton. That's, like, the beginning of the game, and you don't know what she expects of you, so you start doing the quest, and it's all this crazy shit you're not even ready for.
Mm-hmm. She's like, okay, let me write that down on my book.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Now go put your face in that radioactive sink over there for like 10 minutes.
Just let me know how it goes.
Just let me know. I got a
book. Oh, man. Hated it. The rest of the game was fine.
that part was fine. You know, you didn't have to do it.
Damn it, I finished my quest when I started.
I yelled at her. I told her, this is dumb. I said, your ideas are stupid. You're dumb.
You're crazy. Get the heck out of here.
That's how I beat the game. Good. That was a good game. I think I tried playing New Vegas. I couldn't. I don't know what it was. I think because I was too, like, really wanted to get the achievement for playing it on, like, the ultimate mode or whatever the fuck it was called.
Survival.
The hardcore.
Yeah.
Like the one where you had to like watch your fucking like dehydration levels and shit.
It wasn't even that hard, dude. I played that the first go through and I was like, alright, this ain't even that bad.
I was disappointed with that. They were all hyping it up like before it came out, all these previews, like, oh, there's a hardcore mode. You need water and food and all this. It's like you need water and food like once a week.
I think the biggest
downfall was that you had to sleep.
Yeah.
Like you just had to go find a bed real quick.
And they're everywhere. Just empty beds everywhere.
No, mine was just because I fucked up. I was going, like, doing the story mission, and I hit a minefield. So it was getting really hard where, like, my leg was broken. My arm was broken. And I'm like, and it was a bunch of guys to shoot. I was like, you know what?
I messed up.
Hardcore was a little disappointing.
Mm-hmm. And, because they make it seem so epic in the beginning.
Yeah.
You're like, hey, you can't change this.
It's like, okay, you can't change it. You better look out. You need food and water and sleep and all this.
I'm like, okay.
All right.
It made it even easier, too, if you pre-ordered it and got the freaking canteen.
Yeah.
You didn't have to worry about finding a water bottle or everything. It was just every now and then you'd take a sip out of your trusty canteen. Oh, thanks. I'm feeling refreshed.
Man. I'm sure there's mods and stuff for that now.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, there's difficulty mods for every game out there.
Yeah.
That's good news.
Mm-hmm. Ryan, how are you?
I'm good.
You've been kind of quiet.
Oh, yeah. I didn't play Fallout. I played a little bit of Fallout. Wasn't a big fan.
No?
Mm-mm.
Fallout 3 or New Vegas, or what did you play?
New Vegas?
That was the one in Vegas.
Yeah, go on.
Pretty sure. I don't remember. One of them. It was a while ago. It's when I had Gamefly.
Was everything gray and green, or was it all orange?
Gray and orange. Terry, you know what's weird is that my mind instantly went to that, too.
Yeah.
It was like Fallout 3 was green. New Vegas was kind of orangish red.
Everything's orange.
Orangish red.
Then you played New Vegas.
New Vegas. Yeah.
That was weird.
I enjoy Fallout more. I enjoy it more than Skyrim, and it's weird to say because I really want to like Skyrim, but...
Oh, shit, I gotta go buy Skyrim again.
I'm having a problem playing. I don't know why.
Dude, I love Skyrim. There's a Legendary Edition out, Ryan.
I know. I'm gonna go get it.
What is your problem playing it?
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, I just...
I don't know.
Like, I start walking around, and I'm just like, this is so fucking far.
Fast travel, man.
And then I'm like, what's going on here? And then I'm like, wow, like Fallout 3, I was like, okay, cool, you got a gun, all right, shoot some people. And then like I knew my surroundings in Fallout 3, even though like it was my first time playing it. Then in Skyrim, I'm like, all right, okay, I got a bow. Fuck, I don't got no arrows, okay. And like that's my problem. And then I fucking realized I picked the wrong class, and it just really just fucked everything up for me. Mm-hmm. Like I think I'm a Khajiit class in Skyrim though.
Like you can make any class work for you. Terry and I tried to make the worst class ever, and we were having the time of our lives.
Destroying people.
We need to go back to that because that was fun as shit.
Stealth and the two-handed hammer, and sneak up on people and be like, bam!
I even have an awesome picture that Shimmy drew for us. Let me move this out of the way.
It's not a Skyrim MMO.
No, they're talking about the mod.
Oh, I was like, it's not a Skyrim MMO. It's
someone's modding Skyrim for me.
Oh, okay. I was like, it's an Elder Scrolls MMO. It's the entire world.
This is the picture that Shimmy drew for me of Mittens, Terry and I's character. that has the moose helmet, the moose head, and then like we have a hammer and we're wearing just cloth stuff.
Yeah, we went all cloth.
We went cloth, yeah. Because we said, you know what? Everybody does light and heavy armor. Let's just go cloth and enchant it. That, I think that was probably our worst mistake. Because we have no enchantments.
Nah, come on. It's fine. We'll pick up the armor. We just got to pick up the armor and disenchant it. We don't have to use it.
Yeah. We got to get back into that. Mittens was a warrior. A stealthy warrior. With a big hammer.
A shadow hammer.
Shadowhammer.
I really want to get night. I want that game to be good for me. I think it's fucked up too.
You fucked up. The game didn't fuck up. The game's good.
I really did though, because like I wanted to just power level. I wanted to kind of just burn through the game, and I think that's where I went wrong.
You can't burn through Skyrim, man.
That's why. Like I was just kind of like I'm just gonna beat it, and then fuck, and then like it just didn't work out how I planned on it. And
shit, man, I didn't even go talk to the Greybeards until I was head of the Dark Brotherhood.
Yeah.
Dude, I was an hour in and I was talking to them.
Dude, I was head of the Dark Brotherhood and in another guild pretty high up already. I think I was a werewolf before I went to talk to them.
Yeah, I had done like fucking all the side stuff before I got halfway through the main story.
Yeah,
how I play those games.
The thing is, though, with Skyrim, unlike other games that are like that, you really don't have to do that. You don't even have to do it in other games, but, you know, we understand why, because you're like, okay, I'll just save for the epic shit for last when I'm all, like, crazy powerful and stuff. But in Skyrim, you're better off actually completing those missions first, because you get, like, three really useful shouts out of it.
It's true. I learned that my first time through.
Yeah, so you're better off actually concentrating more on the main quest line, get that out of the way, and then you just play the game. Now you're playing the game.
Get self a stew going.
I agree with this guy here. I don't know where it went. I liked Oblivion more than Skyrim.
Really?
I wish Oblivion looked like Skyrim and was more open.
Like Skyrim.
Yeah.
But Oblivion had a bigger purpose, a much more epic ending.
Yeah.
I wasn't
a big fan of the ending of Skyrim.
It's like, oh, you did it.
Alright, did it. Great.
You know what I mean? Like, you walk down the hill and it's like, good job now. Get out of my place.
Yeah, and it's like the easiest fight, too.
Yeah, it was a piece of cake. I was like, really? I put this off? Like, I kind of got put off by it, and I'm not going to lie. And then I went and played and I got over it.
Yeah, you'll get over it. That's why I'm saying, just get it out of your way. Have fun with the game, you know? Learn. The main quest line should be more of a tutorial. Learn how to play the game, there's certain mechanics, crap like that. You do a big epic battle, and then you're done, and then you play the game and play all the little bits of it.
Last time I replayed the game, I found, like, at least a dozen different quests and little things that I didn't even know were there, and I had played through the game, like, three times by then.
Yeah, sorry, do I
agree? No, go for it.
In Oblivion, you can, like, run through the storyline, the main storyline, really quick, because the monsters stay close to your level.
Yeah.
And so if you're level 23 and you hit the end, the boss is level 26. Like, it's not a big deal. Which I was kind of bummed out about, that you could beat it in, like, 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
But there was hella shit to do. There was two Assassin's Guilds, which was crazy. the
true.
Arena.
One is too much.
The arena. That was the coolest shit ever.
Yeah.
I just wish there were some things from Oblivion in Skyrim.
There was a lot more in Oblivion 2 that you can level up specifically. Skyrim was more generalized, and it was just like, okay.
Yeah, you could really concentrate on...
Oh, man. What killed me about Skyrim is they took out the...
Unarmed.
Unarmed.
Oh, yeah, you could just like just go out there and just be like, ah, how about thee? Yeah, it's a holy day. Go beat some ass.
Like, you have to do this heavy armor bullshit to get around all that.
Mm-hmm.
And even then, it's still not as good, because you miss out on like skills and...
Yep.
Stuff like that.
I didn't play that much of that. I played Morrowind, though. Like, just randomly playing, like, bumming off an Xbox off a friend.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually did like that one, and I don't know.
Morrowind was so story-based. Like, if you weren't paying attention...
You gotta read.
You were done.
You gotta be like, alright, okay, still scrolling. Really? Okay. Do I really have to read this whole book? You can't just tell me the answer at the end?
That's what I like about the new ones. You can just like scroll to the end. It's like, oh, by the way, here's a clue that you learned from that book.
So keep up.
Yeah. Morrowind like had Morrowind. Some stuff like that, where it's like, I think some things were in red, but not everything was in red. And you're like, well, which red thing do I need and which red thing don't I need?
Which one was that?
Morrowind.
Oh, Morrowind, yeah. I like the lockpicking system in Oblivion better, too.
Yeah, yeah. It was a little bit more intuitive. The one in Morrowind... I'm thinking of Skyrim. Sorry, I was thinking of Skyrim versus Oblivion.
You like Skyrim's better with the...
Yeah, because in the one in Morrowind, like, you can get 3/4 of the way there, and then you fuck up. You know, because you got to do the tumblers.
Yeah, and I like that. I like the tumblers.
I like the tumblers, too, but I don't know. I'm okay with the other one, too. That was all right with me.
I don't know. I just know that I was a master. Yeah, I concentrated on my lockpicking so hard for a very long time in that game. And I went to this very, very hard lock, and it had dragon armor in it. I popped that bitch open, put it on. I was like, yeah!
Rebel.
1%. I mean, one protection, and it broke in one hit. I ran up with the sword and went, bing, and it just shattered. Like, uh-huh. It was a disaster.
Well.
Ryan.
What I'm not good at those games is all the extra shit, and I'm trying to do better at it. The crafting and the harvesting.
I'm terrible at that.
I want to cook. It hasn't been an Elder Scroll game where I've been cooking.
I'd be like, yo, Dwight, you got this for me. Can you dye this pizza clothing for me so I don't have to? That's all I want to do in any game.
You just want to come up to me and make me do your work?
I'll go fight your battles. I'll go kill your people.
Why would you kill my people?
Just make me this pie, man.
Just bake me a pie, bro.
Come on, man. I need this. I'm hurting.
Put it in my mouth.
Now feed me.
Chew it for me.
Come on, throw it in my mouth.
So hard. Why'd you make the pie so hard?
Chew it up for me. Spit it back in my mouth. Feed me like a baby bird.
Now it's too chewy.
Oh, gross. Why would you do that? Now your spit's all in it.
Can you do anything right? Oh, man. So what else is on the docket?
We covered a lot of stuff. Covered Rogue Legacy. I've been kind of playing a little bit for the people watching.
Give them a show.
Yeah, you know, show them what it's all about. How kind of difficult it can be. I'm not too good at the game, though, so, you know, apologies.
Oh, you'll get there.
Well, it's just that I run into, like, spikes for no reason.
Spikes are a bitch. Like, once you get your HP up, it's a lot easier.
Yeah, I noticed that my best runs are barbarians.
Yeah.
Barbarians!
Because my barbs start at, like, 400 health.
Like, I started to stop using barbarians just because I last so long with them. It's like, fuck, I gotta spend this gold, man.
I gotta get back home.
Sitting here all day.
Dude, that's how I felt about my Vertigo run. Like, I was lasting too long. I was getting irritated. I was like, I just want to get home and use this.
Spend my shit now.
Or when you get the hedgehog curse, how bullshit is that?
Oh, I hate that. I had a run where I had like 20k gold. I was like, all right, and I found one of those stupid statues. I was like, all right, give me some good. Gave me the fucking hedgehog curse.
That bitch.
Lost so much gold. I think that thing is hilarious, though.
Yeah, hedgehog. No, it's fantastic.
Yeah.
In, like, the worst way.
Because when I first got it, I got hit right as I killed something, so I thought that the thing had exploded into coins.
Yeah.
And I got hit again, and I was like, oh, shit, I'm the one doing it.
Yeah. Because I was on the call with you when you had it. You're like, oh, shit, I just killed this eyeball thing, and, like, coins went everywhere. And then, like, I think a minute after that, you're like, it's coming, look at my coins!
Oh, man.
I'm still trying to use this fucking game, dude. Like, it's confusing at times, though. Like, I'm playing as a dwarf right now.
Oh,
I'm really tiny.
Best.
It's just a baby.
Dude, how shitty is it that when you're a dwarf, you never find the fucking secret passageway, but when you're a fucking giant, you see them everywhere.
They're everywhere.
Man, I'm dying.
I'm just trying to get some money because I'm broke as shit and I keep dying.
Give me money.
Yeah, I'm level 80 now.
So fuck you. I'm going to be fucking 200 before I fight this forest boss, and that I feel like that's a little sad.
Yeah?
Last I heard, there someone had said on Twitter that they were like level 120, and they had just beaten the game.
What?
Oh, cool.
Yeah, bullshit!
You can do it.
So, I'm going to die. How? I just found the boss.
You don't have to fight the boss, Jose.
Well, too late for that!
Once you get your guy set up, it's all just...
Maybe I just set my guy up wrong, then.
I'm telling you, health is, like, the biggest thing.
Yeah?
Health is the best, one of the best things you can do.
This thing's level 27, I'm level 8. I fucked up, guys.
The levels don't really mean anything, though.
You're gonna do it, Jose. Yeah. I know it.
The levels...
Oh, God!
I'm pretty sure it's, like, every point you put into your thing is a level.
Oh, yeah?
Well, that's, like, how many points you have in your skill tree. I'm pretty sure.
I get you.
Oh, shit, I wasn't supposed to fight in here.
Are you guys just sitting there playing a game?
Yeah, what of it?
I'm talking to you.
About the game.
Well, so? Talk about something else. Bring up something else.
I'm going to bring up something else with the three of you are playing the same game.
Oh, shut the fuck up, Ryan.
You got nothing to say.
you just don't got anything to say.
Fuck. I died.
He's going
to walk away.
All right. Ryan, maybe I'll never do it again. I may do it again. I don't know.
It's here all along.
Who's a ghost?
Ooh.
Kind of sound like a cow there for a second. I thought you were saying moo.
Moo! I'm a spooky cow ghost.
There you go, Ryan. You want to talk about spooky cow ghosts?
No.
Okay.
No.
Not again.
Shit. Well, there's the Halo tournament coming up, the global challenge.
What was with the hand gestures?
The world
challenge.
You have to play 20 games of the Rumble Pit a week to qualify to win.
What?
And you have to play with randoms. I can't like go in there with my brothers. I have to go in there with 7 random people and play to get qualified for any of the prizes. And the grand prize... It's $200,000.
Damn.
So you're doing it.
I'm quitting my job tomorrow. I told Sarah that. She goes, really? You think you can do it? And I was like, no. But thank you for the support. It's a good wife.
Yeah, yeah. Sarah's always been pretty supportive.
But I'm excited. It'll be fun. It'll suck because like, we have a pretty good, solid team. So it'll be rough being on my own again.
Being a mercenary.
I rarely play Halo without at least one brother.
Or Tyler.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Brother, that's what he said.
I got
Did
Tyler,
you listen?
Tyler, Sean, Scott, and Matt. And their friend Danny J.
MJ?
No, our friend Danny J.
Oh, Danny J.
I thought you said MJ. It's like MJ. What are
you? I opened a chest and a slime dropped on my head. Sorry, a bloob.
A bloob?
A bloob dropped on my head as soon as all the cash was coming out.
Yeah, we ran around the other day. We felt really bad. We beat this team in like a game of Lightning Flag in 3 minutes.
What?
We captured their flag. It's a one hit. One hit kill. You're dead. One shot, you're dead. It's crazy. It's fucking
awesome.
Nuts. Tara, you have to play it. It's freaking insane. Like, you start off on this one level, and you're just facing each other, so everyone just starts pulling the trigger. You start off with the light rifle, and you can get the carbine or the Covenant grenade launcher.
Didn't they patch it? Where, like, the fucking... The DMR is, like, on par with everything. Or something. I think the battle rifle, they buffed it.
They buffed up the battle rifle, lowered the DMR, so they're about the same. Upped all the assault weapons, because they were really weak.
Yeah, but now everyone gets fucking assault weapons, just sprays and prays.
No, it's not that bad. What the battle rifle's overpowered is what it is.
They overpowered the battle rifle.
Don't they always? I feel like it was overpowered the last time I
played. Yeah, and the DMR was just rough, dude. It was like 2 shots to the head and you're gone. Like, yeah. And people just have it out all the time. You're trying to level up other weapons and it's just like DMR, DMR, DMR.
Fuck yeah, I love DMR.
Oh, me too. But I'm done with it. I'm done with the DMR. I'm done with the battle rifle. I just finished the light rifle last night. And I'm done with the binary. We're like, I'm 50% done with all my... Or no, I'm 66% done with all my weapons overall.
Weapons?
Yeah, 98% done with my, like, player. Like, all the shit you can get, like, killing sprees and double kills. So, it's nuts.
That's cool.
Yeah, we play all the time.
All the time.
It looks pretty sick. We all have the same symbol running in there. My, you know, my, my shield and crown.
Yeah. Oh, you all switched that?
Yeah, except for my brother. He has the shield still.
Sean?
Yeah. Mm. But everybody else has it. Scott.
He's a freelancer.
Scott. Dude, let's talk about Scott for a minute. That kid has not played Halo years since you used to hang out.
Mm-hmm.
I give him the game. Give him the Xbox. Better than Tyler's little brother. By a lot. Consistently.
He may even be in here.
He knows it. He'll tell you first.
Yeah.
Dude, it's like a gift, man. He sends me a picture. I posted on Twitter. 48 kills in one game. Like, it's just nuts.
He was born for this.
He was born, dude. He was born with it in him. He's already, well, like,
level 50. That's true, man. I mean, how many times did we play at your place when he was young, man? And he was around it since he was a
kid. On his own team, and we're just hunting him down. He's just sitting there like, now, pew, 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 pew.
Nope.
Man, Jose, why did you do that?
What do you
shit.
What do you do now?
It's my cam, Phil.
He moved his camera.
Hey, it's an Xbox cam. Leave me
alone.
Sorry,
it fell asleep.
But it's crazy. He's really good. So all six of us will run into a game and just slaughter folks. It's it's really terrible.
We're good.
Yeah, that's a good thing, Ryan. It's a
good thing. It is.
It's like family time.
It is. It's fun. It's fun. You talk to my parents in the background. Really weird.
They were, of course.
They were at my brother's telling Scott to do things at the house over
Wait,
the Xbox.
They were at Sean's?
They were at Sean's in Utah, and Scott was home because he has a job. He's a Hollister model.
You know what? I can't. Like.
Somebody approached him.
Just give me a second.
Approached him at a swim meet and said, "Hey, do you want to be a model for Hollister?"
It's all I've ever wanted.
It's something that I didn't expect to hear, but I'm not surprised to hear.
Right, right, right. And then
it makes sense.
And now he's licensed to sell insurance.
What?
Yeah.
What, like hot insurance?
Sex,
no,
like, insurance.
Like sexy
sex
insurance.
Sex insurance.
Hold on. The prices are about to go down.
Don't go down. Don't go.
Man, it's pretty hot. Premium's
about to go up.
Don't get down without putting down a down payment. That's a lot of down. Yeah, so he was there. So they were at my brother's house telling stuff to Scott. And then we were telling stuff to them. Apparently he has a friend named Lupe, who's a boy.
Uh-oh, Lupe trouble?
But we were like, Scott's like, oh, Lupe and some other guy or somebody else are over. And I was like, Sean, tell mom and dad that he got a girl. But it was a dude. His name Lupe. Crazy.
You know, Lupe, the girl next door. He Lupe, she Lupe. We all Lupe.
Oh, he, me, she, Lupe.
He, me, she, Lupe.
It's right, end the podcast. Quick, turn off your cameras.
What?
Try right.
We're not going anywhere.
Ryan's gone dark.
What's wrong with Rai? We hate Rai, of course.
Of course.
It's called being friends. You got to pick on your friends. Ask anybody who has friends.
I make them feel bad.
Yeah, ask anybody. Yeah, no. We're awful to each other, but... The other day.
We love each other.
Yep.
I'd kill for you.
I'd kill you for you.
Listen, Terry, if there ever comes a time where I gotta kill Ryan, I'll do it for you.
And I'll kill Terry for you, Dwight.
It's good. It's good, man.
And I'll kill both of them.
Thank you.
Got my back. Terry always giving me shit, so I know that's going to happen one of these days.
Let's keep talking. One of these days.
Let's go.
These days. Oh, shit.
Chad person.
That's pretty good.
You're killing, Ryan.
Good job, Jimmy.
God damn it, Chad person.
Shit.
Yeah, see, the thing is, though, Chad, with you, is that we really do hate you, so...
But now he'll never know, because he thinks when we say we hate him, we love him!
That's good! We could torment him forever.
We hate you!
Hate you, too!
You're the worst! Damn it, Chad!
Everyone turn in the chat, turning off.
Damn!
Poor chat.
Go subscribe to chat on YouTube.
Woo!
You chat person copyright or something? I don't know. It's something. What? His YouTube is like chat person copyright or I don't know. Chat person right.
Chat person, what's your YouTube channel? Throw it up.
Chat right.
Mobile's going to tell me to dig, bro.
No, he's a mod. He should be all right.
Oh, you can't put links in?
Not unless you're a mod.
So I can put links in? I can be like...
Yeah, you can.
You should change what Mubot says and just make it say, eat a dick.
Yeah, eat a dick.
No, look.
I see you tried to post a link.
Posting links, eat a dick. What's wrong with you? Get your ass out of here.
At Chad Person, what's your ass?
There it is.
What is it?
It is Chad Person copyright.
Chad Person copyright. Whole fucking
it's
thing.
You! No one, the person we hates.
Like,
I watch a couple of his
little
videos.
By little, my mic's like, nope. The camera.
Yeah, stop it. Like,
stop it. Stop it. Stop.
The camera's trying to take off.
I don't know, dude. We need to get me... I gotta get a new fucking cam. That's fine. I have it like with tape, dude. So it's gotta. You don't know.
Just like
well,
you
we
and
know
your
now.
Dog.
What happened?
Nothing.
What racist thing have you said?
I just was feeding off of your racist thing about yourself.
Oh, okay. Well, look at that.
Okay, as long as
yeah, yeah, that. Yeah. Look at that. Another person being racist to me. That's fine. I get it. I get it, man.
Jose, I love you. Remember we built our house next to each other.
Remember when you played Minecraft?
I built the house. You built the goddamn casino. I don't think. And the casino never got finished because I was fucking up the property value.
It was good. It was good. I had
no one was coming to the casino.
That was the most racist house I built. Like, I'm so happy.
That was so awesome. Fuck
this. Dude, that fucking house went from sort of racist to like just blatantly like, oh my god. I think when it was Dwight, I was like, I had the grass patches. I was like, I'm out. I'm good.
That was some good times. And then who was the mod that walked up and like put a sign on set? This water is really destroying the look of this part of the town. And it's Terry's fucking house.
Way to go, Terry.
We flooded the entire area.
My entire area. I built
Terry's
a house,
house was just fucking water.
House.
There was like a creeper in there.
Oh, man.
That's all I remember. Terry's house had like a creeper in there, and that was it. Like, just there was a creeper and then water, and then just fucking fire the next day.
I'll never forget that time that we were burning that house down.
You're going to have to be more specific, but...
I will.
All right.
For negative reasons, we were burning that house down. Terry jumps off, is not in the chat, in the Skype call with us.
Mm-hmm.
And we go, Terry, we're burning this house down. He just starts screaming anarchy in the chat. He just starts burning shit to the ground and does not know why.
Oh, yeah, because he just kind of joined in randomly,
yeah,
like, hey, we're burning this down. And Terry's like, oh, anarchy.
I get on, and you guys are like, hey, we're going to burn this house down. I'm like, hell yeah. It's about time.
You jumped the gun, Terry. That's all we're saying.
I didn't need to know the details. You tell me we're going to burn a house down. Let's go.
Crash that plane into it. It was awful.
You know, my greatest moments in Minecraft is fucking with Barb. I think that's what made it all. Like, Barb's not there anymore, and, like, it makes me sad.
Dude, it sucks. It sucks because I actually had to ban Chad, or we banned Chad, rather. Chad, or, but not Chad, god damn it, Barb.
Ban Chad?
No, sorry. Yeah, no, I got a bad Chad, too, but...
I know he's a bastard, but you have to ban him.
I didn't want to bring that up, but I fucked up. Now we got to talk about him. Yeah, Chad, you're banned, by the way. Anyways, Barb...
I didn't mean to tell you this way, but...
He came on drunk one time Among His Country, like, I don't know, like 7 months after he disappeared.
Was he, like, 15?
No. He's I don't know, maybe he was. I don't give a fuck, whatever. He was drunk, right? Okay, it's not my problem. But he started making fucking dicks everywhere and, like, putting signs and stuff, and we had to get rid of him because of all that.
I think that was our fault, too, though. I think we drove him to, like, drink. We drove him to alcohol. Okay,
remember we were just, like, falling around this house, like, just filling it with water and then, like, taking it off?
To every house he had, he'd be like, stop, please. He'd fucking start working, turn around, his whole house on fire. Or we would just take the whole area, delete it, and go, there you go.
Fix it.
We would, like, dig underneath to it, like, crouching the whole time, so he'd have no idea we were coming.
There was so many.
The thing with Barb is that he was always a good sport about it.
No, the thing is, we used to, like, give him, like, a free, like, you know, pick or something. Like, we were like,
yeah, we
didn't want to be dicks. We were like, all right, we fucked you enough.
Here we didn't want to be dicks, but we would delete his house and burn it down.
Well, we always fix it. We always, like, put it right back.
Yeah. There was one that we had to, like, really, like, work to fix. It was, like, when he made that roller coaster, we fucking put water, and the water just fucked up.
I remember that, because guys... That was a week for me, by the way, fixing all of that damage.
No, we fixed it. The roller coaster we fixed, but it took me and Bum, like, fucking... It took us, like, an hour to fix it, because water just kept going... We're like, god damn it.
Wooden house, right, with the roller coaster up top?
He had this humongous roller coaster. He showed it on one of the server Saturdays. It was, like, roller coaster. We were like, Alex, it's on. Your roller coaster sprung a leak. And you see, god damn it! And the whole fucking thing is just water.
Man, I gotta get on the server more. I miss it. I really miss it.
We broke so much of his roller coaster. I just remember how bad we felt. We were like, oh, shit, let's fix it. God damn it, Cam. It's just that the current of the water was breaking the fences. So, like, all that fencing just went and broke. So.
That's the good. There it goes.
Stop.
It just immediately starts going.
It's like, I gotta go with it. It's fucking Xbox Cam.
I think that's when you guys, like, you did slash fix water, wasn't it?
Yeah.
What, Ryan, didn't you do that to someone's town that was, it was, like, on the water? It was, like, a bunch of docks and stuff like that. It was, like, a village on top of the water. Someone did fix water and then submerged their whole town by, like, four blocks. By, like, 150 block wide.
That wasn't me, but that's awesome.
It was so bad that it crashed the server because of all the water moving all at once.
That's awesome.
And then it took literally hours to fix.
Oh, shit. I don't remember that. I remember the time you made a bunch of wheat when you were trying to make a stone tower. Or no, cactus. You made a bunch of cactus and they just fell and the server just crashed.
Oh, yeah. Because we spent like an hour after that, like, trying to pick it up when it was like moving like 2 frames a second.
Oh, that was brutal. Because it was when we were building the different areas, which we should do again. That was fun.
Yeah, some people want it, some people don't. But now that we have a veteran world, we may do that again for them.
It'd be fun. I'd get on. Let me know when that is. I'd get on.
I should hop on.
It'll be for the next map.
I'll run my Mongoose City again.
I'll probably hop in for the next map. I haven't done that in a while. It's been.
Let's do it, Jose.
Let's make our returns, dude. I haven't been.
We'll build a casino.
First off, hold on, Ryan. Ryan, you're still good. Jose, fuck you. If you're gonna play Minecraft. Play Minecraft with us. Be in the S&P series.
That's a part of it, okay? You're breaking my balls now. No, that was going to be a part of the plan.
Everybody in the chat's been breaking my balls. Where the fuck's Jose? I'm sorry, he's being Mexican right now.
Yeah, he did. Sorry, I don't know what to tell you.
Offline, right?
I'll be there for an S&P, but it's just...
Monday nights.
Monday nights.
Monday nights.
I'm actually free Monday nights, which is kind of funny.
That's hilarious.
It's a knee slapper. It's a knee slapper.
Funny in the chat. You, how funny. You guys hear Jose's funny joke?
How funny. Man, I'm not even doing anything on Monday.
I'm usually sleeping. <that. laughs> Oh shit! I really am. I don't work Tuesday, so like Mondays, I'm like sleeping or just playing video games. So look at that. Maybe I'll appear in the next one. And then I'll.
Well, I think this podcast gone out about 2 hours now, just about. I think that I don't want to say more than makes up for the fact that we lost last week's podcast.
There was a lot of that going on, Dwight.
It's a two-hour podcast, you know.
Last week's was gold.
Yeah, we nailed last week. You guys, you all missed out. We nailed last week. So, I think, I don't know, Terry, are you still down to play some Sonic?
Yes.
Yeah?
I'm downloading it, Terry, so we can try it tomorrow. I want to see if it works on my computer before I buy it.
Yeah, it's a free week right now for Sonic All-Stars Racing. So if you guys don't have it, you should download it, because then you can come play with us. Which means we're going to take a short, intermittent break for the podcast. I'm going to put on the little AFK screen. We're going to take probably about a two-minute break, if that. Maybe five at most. I want to go to stretch, get more lemonade.
I got to install this shit.
Yeah. It won't take you too long, Jose. You got good internet.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just here for the free weekend.
Yep, how big is it? A couple of gigs. Not too big. Maybe three? I don't know.
It's downloading pretty fast already.
Yeah. So thanks, everybody, for coming to the Team Mongoose podcast. We'll be right back with just a stream. Just a hangout stream.
Not me. I might hang out, but probably not.
Yeah, Ryan's probably going to go to bed pretty soon. So
I got work tomorrow, which is bullshit.
Dude, me too, man.
I never work Saturdays, but I cut a deal where I had Wednesday off, so that was nice. Two-day weekend.
With the devil.
So during the break, I'm going to run a couple of ads. Feel free to mute them. If you run an ad block, that's fine, too. I get it. I understand. Times are tough.
Get it.
No, you take that motherfucker off.
Times are tough, and you can't watch, a couple of ads. Nothing's happening. Nothing is happening at all. But it's cool. I get it. I'm wearing sunglasses inside. Times are tough for me, too. Okay?
I want to make this is Dwight.
I don't
you need
see
a that. Coach. You need like a coach informing video and be like, guys, take off your ad block. When you got your ad block on, you don't make no money.
Anyways, we'll be back in 3 to 5 minutes.
Just 35 minutes?
Just hang out. Yep, Ryan, that's a good addition right there. Anyways, we'll see you in a bit.
Bye, everybody.
Bye, everybody. Goodbye. Thanks for coming to the podcast. And
I made it. My shit's going up again. Shit, bye.
Goodbye, everybody.
Everybody, we miss you.